Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we've been talking about the school of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you know something? After you get saved, if you don't enter the school of the Holy Spirit, you'll never get the power of the cross. Amen? Hallelujah. See, God don't work through you and I. He works through His Spirit in you and I. Amen? Now, it's okay to say amen in this church, you know, or jump up and run around or whatever, you know. Don't sit there like you're sucking on lemons. Say something. Amen. Let's get excited for God here. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Woo. Praise the Lord. Say, the Holy Spirit will mold and shape me as I surrender to Jesus. Amen? Is it, now, you ain't got to raise your hands. Is there anything you haven't surrendered? See, everybody say, oh, yeah. Well, now's the time to surrender it. This isn't the Catholic confession. Now, all you got to do is surrender it. Say, Jesus, I give you what I haven't surrendered. So the Holy Spirit can mold us. Amen? So we can get that victory. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for your grace. We thank you for your cross, Lord Jesus Christ. We release our faith and we believe, Lord, in the virgin birth, the stripes on your back, the shedding of your blood, your death, and your resurrection. We believe that we have authority over Satan, principalities, and powers. We have authority over Apollyon, Lord, who's trying to destroy ministries and people and marriages. We bind Leviathan, that lying, twisting spirit. We bind principalities and powers. And we thank you, Lord, that we're in your presence right now. We're under your blood covenant, Lord. And your Holy Spirit, Lord, is going to mold us today and bringing us deeper into you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we may come alive with truth and knowledge and wisdom. And we may come alive with your fruits and your gifts and your wonderful love and your grace, Lord Jesus. We pray these things, expect these things, and prophesy these things. In the blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said. Amen. Well, good night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, the ministry of the Holy Spirit will minister the will of God. See, you don't want your own will. You want the will of God in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. If one denies the Holy Spirit or the ministry of the Holy Spirit or the school of the Holy Spirit, you're denying the cross. You know that? Because only the Holy Spirit can teach you about the cross and the power of the cross and how you've been washed in the blood, how you came through in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Amen? Say, I have a new life in Christ. And the Holy Spirit is teaching me that new life. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, He is the fountain from which I am filled continually with the life of Jesus. I just went off for a minute, so if I check out for a minute, just hang in there. I'll come back. Okay? Will you be still here? Praise God. Say, He is the giver of the word, a sword for battle. Hallelujah. Now turn to your Bibles, if you would, Jerry, please, to Concordance 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Concordance 3. That's good, Ellery. Praise God. Say, ha, 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 devil. Say, Jesus,
take me
beyond my ability. See, when you study Moses, when the bread came out of heaven, that was beyond his ability. When he took the tree and threw it in the bitter water, that was beyond his ability. When water came out of the rock, that was beyond his ability. We need to go beyond our ability. That's where the supernatural realm is. That's where the teaching and power of the Holy Spirit is. Into the mind of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? What did I say? Concordance 3? Ephesians 6. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God wants you to move in the Word of God. He wants you to speak the Word of God. He wants you to speak life. For example, Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No lack of work will prosper against me. No lack of finances will prosper against me. No sickness will prosper in my body. No disease will prosper in my body. That's the sword of the Spirit. That's the blood covenant. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Say, I'm free. If I'm not, I'm getting free.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Say, miracles
are
beyond my ability. Hallelujah. Say, I'm in my Father's rest through Jesus Christ. Are you resting or are you worried? Are you resting or are you worried? If you're being ministered to by the Holy Spirit, you're resting because you know the finished work of Jesus. It's all been done. And God will bring forth his promises in your life. And the Holy Spirit will anoint you. It will teach you all things. It'll bring peace to your mind, rest to your body, rest to your spirit. Amen? Boy, I feel like I'm flying here. I'm going to fly here in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's that all about? I have no idea. That's that Concordance 3. Oh, laugh. Ha, 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 devil. Say, I feel better than I did 5 minutes ago. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know what faith is? It's in his ability. When I point this way, I don't mean he's out there in the parking lot. I mean Jesus. Amen? See, we all say, if you have a measure of faith, but you got to have it in his ability. What he done at the cross. What he done in the resurrection power. That's what faith is. In his ability. That's beyond your ability. Hallelujah. I just got my funny bone touched. Praise God. Say, ha, 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 devil. I'm free from sickness, disease. I have no lack. I am filled with the Holy Ghost, with the promises of Jesus, the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hmm. Hallelujah. If you've never been in the church where they laugh, come back once in a while. We laugh here. There's joy in the presence of God. That's one of his fruits. Say, I have joy. Ha, ha, ha. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. Got to go this way, are we? Well, praise God. Isaiah 49:2. See what you did, Chris? When you said draw us, he drew us into his presence. Oh, yeah, look at that. He has made my mouth. Not a garbage mouth. Like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me polished shaft in his quiver. He has hidden me. See, you're hidden from the devil. The only way he can find you is because you start smoking those funny cigarettes. You start cussing. You start saying, oh, God won't do that. God can't do that. The leader of Greece over there said, not even God can fix this country. See, that's what happened to the euro. Hallelujah. He made my mouth. You see, you've got to speak Isaiah 54:17. There ain't no weapon. Ha, 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 devil. You ain't got no weapon. Jesus disarmed you. I'm prospering from Abraham's seed through Jesus Christ. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed all around. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you blessed? You may tell you something. Some of you people who are growing up in churches, you've got mindsets. You're looking, sitting there saying, what is he doing? The Holy Ghost is the key that unlocks your skull and lets the Word of God in. Amen? I got to hurry up. Are the Broncos playing today? Hallelujah. Revelation 1:6. He has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever. Say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
Happy birthday, Father. Say, the Holy Spirit will put the words in my mouth, and I shall speak with authority in the name of Jesus, and mountains will move, and finances will come, and the devil will run in Jesus' name. Praise God. Say, the Holy Spirit is my minister. I'm going to enter into the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's the fruits, the gifts, the blood, the resurrection, the name of Jesus. Right now, he's ministering to me because he's a spirit of ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a minister. And if we reject the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we're rejecting the cross, saints, and you won't get the benefits. Say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
The Bible says those who are redeemed say so. Leslie's over there getting drunk, man, drinking wine. Everybody's looking over and saying, is that real wine? Well, you're drinking it too. See, Lyndon just came alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, God don't want you speaking death. God wants you speaking life. The blood, the name of Jesus. You are a powerhouse. Speaking the promises of Jesus. Calling for miracles, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because He's a minister and He wants to minister to us and through us. Jesus said, any door I open, no man will close. You know He's opened the door to the gifts, the blood, the death, the burial, the resurrection, forgiveness, peace, love, joy. He's opened the door that you can say, you can speak life, not death. Life. Walk in the kingdom. Walk in the promises. We are in this world, but we have authority over it. Do we not? Death and life. You know how many people speak death all the time? Well, I don't think it's going to work. See, you got to get beyond your ability, saints. You got to stretch your faith out because faith is in His ability, in His promises, in His finished work, in the mind of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit wants to minister. He wants to minister to you and I. He wants to build us up. He wants to speak in life. He's put the sword, the word of God in us, to speak the word of God. The devil don't want you speaking it. You know what? The devil don't want you understanding the Holy Ghost. He don't want you understanding the gifts of the Spirit, you see? And because if you don't, if you reject the Holy Spirit or the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you're rejecting the cross. See, someone said the other day, well, no, you got to go to all those things that the Jewish celebrate, Pentecost. That's a bunch of bull. Your power comes from, and I'm not coming against that, but your power comes from the cross. It don't come because you celebrate Pentecost or Hanukkah and all those days. I'm not coming against that. I'm trying to tell you, you get it from the cross. You get it from the victory of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to minister to us. He don't want you on these sidetracks. He don't want you celebrating this. You can celebrate that if you want, but your power comes from the cross. It comes from the resurrection Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It comes from being washed in the blood. You can celebrate anything you want. You can wear a cloak over your head. It don't bring no power. That's not the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He wants you speaking life. Speak life. Tell the world what you are. Tell the devil what you are. And the Holy Spirit will rise up in you. See, all these holidays we have and everything else, it ain't got nothing to do with the power of God. There's only one power, and that's the resurrection Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His name. His blood and His word. If you think for 1 minute you're going to go celebrate Hanukkah and the Brinks truck is going to back up to your garage, you're wrong. You're going to get it through Jesus, through Abraham's blessing. That's what you're going to get it from. Because every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. Not every promise in Hanukkah and the rest of that stuff. See, a lot of people wander around this stuff and want to sell it. You can celebrate that. You can get revelation from that a little bit, but that's not where your power comes from. That's not the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit comes, that's the reason why Jesus said in John 16, He'll take from me and give to you. He didn't say He'll take it from a birthday or whatever. Or He'll take from me, the Lord says. Huh? Isn't that what He said? Well, turn there. I don't care if we jump the track. Doesn't make no difference where we're going. As long as we're going somewhere, we're by the Holy Ghost. John 16, Jerry. Verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, we're in 16:13, He will guide you into all truth. Won't He? For He will speak. He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He'll speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Taking the power from Jesus, the resurrection, the death, the stripes on His back, you see, the shedding of His blood. He'll take that power, everything He overcame, you see, for us. He disarmed the principalities and powers. He'll take from Jesus and give to us. He won't take from a holiday. He won't take from a statue. He'll take from Jesus. Listen now, verse 15. All things that the Father has, this is Father's Day, isn't it? You dad shouldn't forget this. All things that the Father has are Mine, Jesus's. Therefore, I said, He will take of Mine and declare to you all things. All things. You have no lack. What you lack is ministry of the Holy Spirit. You shouldn't come up against any mountain, any financial thing, any generational curse. If you try to fight it with your own ability, no, our faith is in His ability, and the Holy Spirit is in you and I to minister victory to that mountain, or to that sickness, to that disease, to that relative, to that generational curse, to anything the devil's trying. The Holy Spirit wants to minister good things, powerful things, taken from Jesus to us. He wants us to change, be changed into His love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness, faithfulness, the fruits of the Spirit. He resurrected Jesus from the dead. He wants to get us out of that death march we're on. See, sometimes your tongue gets wound around your eye teeth and you can't see what you're saying. Ain't that cute? Is that recorded? Praise God. Let them figure that one out in Pakistan. Someone says, "Where are you from?" I said, "I got to check my driver's license." The Holy Spirit is a minister, saints. He'll minister every day to you. He'll minister so you won't walk around in poverty and sickness. He'll minister you joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. He'll minister to you. He'll change that emotion in your life. Fear and anxiety will kill the soulish area. Destroy it. Say, I got no worries. Jesus took them all. I'm free from worry. I'm receiving the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Joy's in my life. Finances are in my pocketbook. I am free from the world. Because I'm in the kingdom. And I'm listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. What, this side over here, did you break your hands or what? It's almost like a teeter board in this church sometimes. These are over here are clapping. These are over here wondering why. Then these over here are laughing, and these over here are wondering why. If we can ever get it together, we'll have a corporate anointing. I'm going to speak on the website right now. This is going on the website. This goes on the website. I'm going to speak healing in the woman's breast. I'm going to speak cancer out of spines and out of brains right now. If you are on the website and you catch and hear this, you put your hand on where I just spoke and you'll be received. You'll be healed in Jesus' name. I'm speaking in the lungs right now in Jesus' name. I'm speaking into kidneys right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Your word will go across this world and the Holy Spirit will minister what I said because I'm speaking your word and I'm speaking against sickness and disease and I'm freeing those people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's doing a bunch of things with brain cancer. Brain cancer. God's doing a bunch of things with brain cancer throughout the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I shall know the truth, and the truth will set me free. This week, I'm receiving truth from the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's absolutely going to free me, spirit, soul, and body. Say, I got God's ability. I got the Holy Ghost. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, you see, saints, there ain't no way the enemy can lie to you. Because you got the Spirit of truth. If you let the Holy Spirit minister to you. So when some people say, tongues went away with the apostles, the gifts went away with the apostles, truth will tell you they weren't gifts of the apostles, they're gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hey, David, that couple from DePaul, huh? They're back here. Oh, you knew that. Because they want to minister to them people that you was trying to minister to because they speak that language. They'll be back here. They'll be here for 2 months. You don't mind if we have a little conversation, do you? So if I could ever get them tied up with you, we can do it, right? And lead them to Jesus. They'll understand their language. He's American, but she's from DePaul. They both speak it, but she speaks it, you know. So I really want to see them people get saved. I know you do. So I think communication is very important. So we're going to try to get them tied up with you. Take them to the cross of Jesus. Amen? Ooh. Hallelujah. Shh. That's not rain, that's hail coming down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got to do something, man. I feel like I'm going to blast off here or something. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is in my pockets. He's in my feet. Everybody get up and jump a little bit. Hallelujah. Let's just jump. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 devil. Praise the Lord. Are we free? Huh? Free indeed. Everything I have is yours, God says. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's taken from me, saith the Lord, and given to you. You don't lack nothing. Sometimes that dirt takes on the wrong seeds. You can be seated. She just caught on. No one else did. They said, what? You know what Isaiah said? He said, the whole head is sick. I didn't say it. Isaiah said it. Call, talk to him. We've got to get fresh sand and manure and stuff in our brain coming from the Word of God. So His Word will grow. Not just weeds. My wife's got a sign at home on our sun porch. It says, "Nothing. Be patient. Nothing grows fast except weeds." If you're waiting on something, it'll happen. It's not fast and crash. Say, I'm receiving the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know something? I think I'm going someplace. I don't know, man. I'm out in the spirit, back in the flesh, out in the spirit. We got to make up our mind here or something. Amen? Whew. Praise the Lord. I'd rather just hang around out there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. This makes the devil mad. I don't want them people happy. I don't want them people happy. Get down there. You can't even come in here, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Huh? Would you say, Jose? Yes. That's right. He ain't going through this door. He's going out that door. Well, yeah. Say what? Stay out. That's Judge speaking back there. It sounded like authority. Praise God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, say, ha, 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 devil. Say, I'm going to get prayer. I'm going to receive peace. My flesh is coming under the anointing and ministry of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to walk out of here refreshed, filled, anointed, knowing who I am in Christ with His mind in Jesus' name. Well, hold on a minute. I'm going to dump the anointing oil in that hole in my head. Praise God. What did you feed me this morning? I don't know, man. Huh? It's the anointing. Oh, that's what it is. My God. Praise God. Well, I got oil on my lips, and I didn't put it there. I can taste it in my mouth, and I didn't put it there. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is ready to minister in another area. Amen? So if you want prayer for anything, I don't care if you've been up here 10 times. The Bible says keep asking, keep knocking, and keep seeking. Have you received it yet? No. Keep coming. Persevere. Press in. Oh, I don't think that's right. Don't waste God's time. Listen to me. That's your dumb dirt speaking. Don't you pray every day at home? Five people? Praise God. I pray every day in tongues, twice a day, sometimes three, whether I need it or not need it. Don't let religion teach you. Let the ministry of the Holy Spirit minister to you. Amen? He brings Jesus into your life. That pot that's been held down, he'll cause it to rise in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Healing power of Jesus. You want your mind changed? You want your emotions changed? You want your finances changed? Well, the changer, the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give it to you. Well, why do I have to do that? You don't have to do anything. During the prayer line, you can go to the ladies' room. I didn't mean that was the doctor. Hallelujah. It was halfway out, and she got up, see? Get back in there! Well, I've done this five times. It's probably time to do it. Amen? I'm just waiting. Wait a minute. We got to do something here. Praise God. Put one on in the orange. Hallelujah. That's what I was waiting. I want to worship and praise him a little bit. Amen? Yeah. Praise you, Jesus.
They shall call him Messiah. To the Lamb sacrificed, they shall all sing. Alas, they shall behold him. No more shall they reject him as the King. Glory to the Holy One of Israel. Multitudes shall bow before his feet. They shall call him Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus the Christ shall reign. They'll just break forth the mighty throng. They'll be singing in the Spirit as the Spirit gives a song. Hallelujah. They shall call him Messiah.
Yes, hallelujah.
In Romans, the 14th chapter, the 11th verse, the Bible reads, every knee shall bow before him. And on that great day of praise, no matter what country, what religion, every single tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. He's the Messiah. Honor to the mighty Prince of Peace. Messiah.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, he's king, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey, Jeff, put on Rise and Be Healed, hallelujah. You ain't in a hurry, are you? Perkins has gone out of business anyway, so, gone out of business, closed the door, took the sign down, changed the locks. My God, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship him. Just close your eyes and worship him. Rise and be healed. Huh? No, that's the name of it. Rise and be healed. Oh, it's not on that one, Jeff. It's by itself. It's not on the black or the orange. Shoot who? Command to? Absolutely. But do you know something? It don't have to be physical. Some people have emotional problems. Some people have financial problems. Some people have marriage problems. Some people have children problems. You see what I'm trying to say? God, Jesus wants to heal all from that. So you don't have to have a leg rotting off of something. If you do, I got a plastic one here I can lend you. Praise God. Do we get it?
Against your mind, has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes, from whence cometh your help? It is Jesus, for you he has died. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the
Whoever wants prayer, come up here right now. Step up here, ladies. Step right up here. Hallelujah. What's going on in her body?
Her ear.
He is hurting, or you can't hear?
I can hear, but it's a lot of ringing.
A lot of ringing? And you're just up here to support, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Undo your hands. Okay. We don't want anything stopping the power of God, right? Raise both hands. Do you speak English there?
Yes, I do.
Oh, praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing my ears.
I believe.
In you, Jesus.
You're my healer.
Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Any spirit in Jesus' name, let all ringing right now stop in Jesus' name. Stop in Jesus' name. Stop in Jesus' name. Go! Go in Jesus' name. Well,
it did stop.
My mom's first ever prayer.
Huh?
My mom's first ever asking for prayer.
This is your first time you've asked for prayer?
She looks at me.
Have you got Jesus in your life, dear?
Yes.
Well, praise God. He just touched you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Praise God. Raise both hands. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. It's you, Lord Jesus. You are a wonderful healer,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Receive, Lord. Hallelujah. Help her receive, Lord. I'll be back. Sit right there. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hi. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Chris, you stay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. I can see a faucet with a little trickle in it. And I can see a hand opening it. There's a really, really tremendous flow of water, meaning the Holy Spirit is coming into your life, a real powerful flow of the Holy Spirit. You're going to say things that you never thought that Sue would say, but you're going to say things by the Spirit of God, because the overwhelming power and ministry of the Holy Spirit is going to be on you so strong, you won't be able to hold it back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. I touch your spirit, soul, and body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that my God is supplying right now her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that yesterday's being washed away, that she will not be running the old film anymore. Mm-hmm.
A brand new film is going to start up in Christ in her by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind the principalities and powers in that Leviathan spirit that twists things and tries to twist thoughts in her mind. I bind you right now in Jesus' name. There'll be no destruction from you, Apollon. You're bound now in Jesus' name. My sister is free by the Spirit of truth, by the blood of Jesus. She's forgiven by the blood of Jesus. She's completely free, spirit, soul, and body. I prophesy and speak it into her life, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, every need is being met by Jesus, being met by Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. I just saw you come into some more light. There's an actual light shining on you from the heavenly realm. You have stepped into new light. There's new promotion by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're coming that all God is going to ask you to do is believe through the Holy Spirit. He'll help you to believe. He'll minister and help you believe that what he's saying to you today, that you will get and receive this and it'll be part of your life in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, refreshing peace, Lord, healing, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Yes, the cross of Jesus, the resurrection power going right through her body by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, going right through her body in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Ministering, Lord, that they'll believe in the anointing upon their lives, Lord. And they'll speak by the anointing and speak by the power of the Holy Spirit. They'll call upon the ministry of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. It shall come forth in every situation. Nothing shall be lost to Satan. Nothing shall be lost to Satan. Everything will be glorifying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From this moment on, there's new light, new revelation. Knowing the truth that's going to set them free. In areas, Lord, in areas, Lord, there's truth coming into their lives by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. They're going to understand some areas in the supernatural. They didn't quite have a handle on it yet, but we are all growing, Lord, and these two, Lord, will look to you and call upon the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and minister to these two in Jesus' name, that your love will flow through them, your fruits, Lord, and the power of your Spirit, Lord, and miracles, Lord, into people's lives, Lord, for the captives should be set free under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the precious holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a great big knot being untied. The rope is huge. It's 2 or 3 inches around. It's big, huge, like they'd use on ships. And there's a big knot in it, and it's being untied right now. There's a freedom coming in some areas. There's a freedom coming. That which was all knotted up will not be knotted up no more, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch him right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny. I can hear wind, which is a move of the Holy Spirit. There's wind blowing. There's wind blowing. And every place this wind touches, and it's huge. It's not just a mile wide. It's several miles wide. Several miles wide, the Spirit of God is telling me, this wind. And every place it touches, you're going to have grace. Every place it touches, you're going to have grace. And you don't know it yet, but you're going to enter into some agreements that were prepared by the wind or the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, in Jesus' name, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, that shoulders are being healed, hips are being healed, muscles are being freed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Chest is being healed, heart, Lord, is being touched, Lord. Lungs are being touched, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the wonderful healing power of Jesus going all, every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we lift up Rachel right now, Lord, and we curse that mono in her life, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. It's leaving right now. Mono, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Our faith is in your ability, Jesus, in your resurrection power, in the ministry of the Holy Spirit to touch her life and touch this liver and touch this mono in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that this young person, Lord, is receiving this healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come here, dear. Yeah. Come here. Hallelujah. Come here. Come here. Hallelujah. I want you two to pray for her. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. There's someone's side being healed. You have problems with your side from time to time. There's someone, God is touching someone's side. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father God, I anoint him right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God God's removing confusion. There's some confusion going on. God's removing confusion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's bringing forth the life of Jesus Christ in this ministry into our lives, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your wonderful love, Lord, for your wonderful fruits, Lord, and your presence, your Shekinah glory in this place. We thank you for healings and miracles, Lord, that we are learning to walk in, Lord. We thank you that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And we thank you, Lord. We just prosper in all your promises, Lord. We prosper in your name. We prosper in your resurrection. We prosper in your blood covenant, Lord Jesus. We prosper in your word because we're going to speak your word. That's life. Help us, Holy Spirit, this week to receive what you have promised us today, Lord, into our bodies, into our spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And help us, Jesus, that we don't reject the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we call upon him, and he will be with us as we need the teaching and counseling and comforting and strengthening and the power that's taken from you, Jesus, and imparted into us by your Spirit. So we give you praise and honor and glory for this day, Lord, for these people, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, financial blessings, Lord. I pray doors be opened, Lord, and financial blessings come upon these people that are sitting here in your presence right now. And we pray this in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.